Yevamis, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vov. We have the last few Mishnayis, Cheshboinis, of different cases of Poisel Veinu Maichu, Maichu Veinu Poisel. So one of the Cheshboinis in the last Mishnah was a case where there could be Zera Poisel, a person could have Zera Poisel, and that will create nafkiminis of a woman, whether she has a din of a Kohenis to eat Truma, or she has a din of Yisrael, either a Bas Koyin that was married to Yisrael, and children from the Yisrael are ma'akiver from being called, from being v'shovel beis avir, from being a kohenis, or you could have the converse. You could have a bas Yisrael l'koyin, and her children will, even after her husband died, keep her in the state of being a kohenis, that she has a din of eating truma, ayidei the children. But they have to be Zera there in the Siachas after. We had a case in the Mishnah where it was a child which has a din of a Shivcha, of an Evitz, a Mela. Of course, there is no Achilas Truma. Here we have a case in the Mishnah where Kohen Godel Pa'am Shu Poisel. A Kohen Godel could, Ein Lecha Kedushas Kohuna G'dayla Me Kohen Godel, for dramatic effect, even a Kohen Godel could stop a woman from being able to eat Truma. Ketzat. Bas Kohen Yisrael. Bas Koyin, who's married to Yisrael, v'yolda himenu bas, v'holcho abas v'nisis l'koyin. So now she naturally, her v'shovel be'sovia position is that she's a Bas Koyin. She was married to Yisrael. She has a daughter. The daughter is a Yisraelis because it's the daughter of a Yisrael. But that daughter, v'holcho abas v'nisis l'koyin, married a Koyin, v'yolda himenu ben. Her enikel, you have a woman over here who's a Bas Koyin. She has a grandson who's a Koyin Godel. But her marital state that grandchild holds her in to, locks her into, is that grandchild, the Kohen Gadol, is doch a grandson, min ha'eim, of Yisrael. So it keeps her as a Yisraeli. So it's ironic, it's a Kohen Gadol, but keeps her as a Yisraeli. Ha'reza royally as Kohen Gadol. The fact that this child, from maternally, is Yisrael, doesn't make a difference. Kuhuna is completely determined by the father. There's no din that a Bas Koyin, that a Koyin has to marry a Bas Koyin. So therefore, the halach is over here, this Koyin Gadol is Meichelis Imoy. The mother of this Koyin Gadol will continue being a Kohenes after her husband died, because she has a son who's a Koyin. But the grandmother will be considered still married to her husband, who happens to be Yisrael. This is where the expression, the Welt has an expression. Don't be, everybody's wish would be to have a son who's a Kohen Gadol. Don't be like my son, the Kohen Gadol, who actually takes me down a notch. He takes me down, this woman says, from my madrega as a Bas Kohen, and he turns me into a Yisraelis, and I can't eat Truma. Nothing lecher is nischadish in the Mishnah, but it's an interesting chap in the Cheshbon Advarim. The eighth perek, Be'ez Hashem, is going to start with and as a hemshech of the last perek, which talked about Achilas Truma. But Lamaisa, the subject of the next perek, is all personal mumin that render a person apostle of a lekol. We'll see the sugya Petzua Daka and so on and so forth. So the first thing we have is the din of Oro. Mishnah Aleph. Ha'Oro v'chol ha'tmeim lo yoichlu b'truma. Tosh teta chiddush, even though an Oro is a perfectly kosher Yisrael, an 8-day-old child is also an Oro. And he has a din not to be yoichlu b'truma until he's nimol. So even though there's no psul love l'kol, but the arelus itself passels him. V'chol ha'tmeim, the Santa Mishnah puts them together, arelus is a form of tumah. There's no psul kol, there's no psul yichus, but there's a tumah. Tumah is arelus. The opposite of arelus is a nimol. A nimol has a state of tahara, a certain state of tahara. V'chol ha'tmeim, any tomei is layechu b'truma. That's a lav deraisa. The Rav brings that this din is actually not mufurish legabi achilas truma, that an oral has a din of a tomei. We learn out, he says, from Korban Pesach, the Torah says specifically over there in Pashas Boy, V'chol Oro Lo Yoichal Boy. So Lamaisa, the Gemara makes a Gzeir Shov out of it, because in Korban Pesach, the Pesach says, Toysha V'socha Lo Yoichal Boy, a Goy. Even though he has Gevissa Schusim, Shaykhis, the Klai, so the Nezveg and the Din is Lo Yoichal Boy. And Truma, the Torah uses the same lashon, Toshav Kohen V'Sachar Le'Yechal Kodesh. So the Gemara learns out that Toshav V'Sachar Amar V'Pesach Oral Osoboy. So the same thing will be true by Achilas Truma. Nishem V'Avdeim Yoichlu V'Truma. The wife of a Tomei can eat Truma. You have a Kohen who's Tomei. The fact that he right now is in a state of I-Achilas Truma is a personal thing legabe his Ma'is Achila, but it's not Noga to his status in Kedusha's Kohuna. So therefore his wife is perfectly Shaykh to Kedusha's Kohuna. She's a Kohen, she's Truma. A wife of a Cholol, his Kohuna's Neschali, doesn't have a din of a Kohen. But a wife of an Oral, that's his problem. Legabe the Ma'is Achila's Truma, has din of an Achila Tmeo. His wife has nothing to do. The same thing is true. King Kaspar Avdeim. Again, there's an Tosefes Chiddush. His wife, you could say, she's a Kohenes. So that's her independent din to eat. She's married to him. She's a Kohenes. But the Eved is only eating Mikoy Choy. King Kaspar. He doesn't have any Kedusha inherent. No. The Halacha is Be'etzim Mitzad the Mensch, the Gavra of this Oral, Kohen who's an Oral, Avad is an Eichel B'Truma. It's just Lamaisi. He can't eat. If he's a Kohen, but he has a mum where the Torah says, Lo yove p'tzua dako kru shofcha b'kal Hashem, a pasuk, in Parashas Kisete. If he has a mum, which the Mishnah is going to describe in Mishnah Beis, who is a p'tzua dako, who's a kru shofcha, either way, they're balei mum and the apostle love of the call. They're not allowed to marry basur. They can marry Gyoris, they can marry Mamzerim. So l'chor, that means that they're mufka from Kedusha. No. The mufka milove lakohol, but lemaisa legabi personal status. If he's a kohen, he's a kohen, and he's a kohen kosher. Memelehen vavden yoichlu, unishayen lo yoichlu. Here's the chap. The nishayen lo yoichlu because their wives, whoever they are, would nivolim leposel lohem. It's the same thing as having a mamzuz chay velavin, but on a isha, it's posel her, it's mechal her kedusha. So over here also, even though she's the wife of a Kohen, but the Bias Krushovko, Uptsu Adaka, passed them from Kedusha's Kohuna, similar to Dinis Layachu. Vim lo yudo mishenase Ptsu Adaka Krushovko, if from when he became Ptsu Adaka Krushovko, there was no Maisa Bio, Simemela Hare Elu Yoichelu, then they could eat, because. Now, the halacha is that the psul of Ptsua Daka is even after the couple got married, beheter. But since over here there was no Maisabiyah, similarly she was never Nifsal, there is a discussion in Perek Vov, early in Perek Abaye Yevimta, in Mishneh Gimel, about a woman who's Oimedes for a Bia Psula, the Machlokes over there. But that's where the she had no din to eat truma. So she would have a din to eat truma mitzad her husband, but she's a mishtameres b'loshna poiskim over there. She is a mishtameres l'bi a psul over here. She has a din to eat truma. So since she has a din to eat truma, she doesn't become posel before the bia to a psul daka krushovka. Let's take a look at Rebbe Akiva Eiger over here. Rebbe Akiva Eiger vibes by Tzorchin because in the Gemara in Daf Samach Tes, the mashmos is that the litmus test for a woman becoming mischalol Al-Yidei being married to an apostle is that it has to be with a Zarus. Ptsua Daka L'cha is not a Zarus. He's not a B'loshna Gemara. It's not, he's not Zar Etzlo Meikor. It's not a marriage that he couldn't marry her L'cha Tchila. You have to know what to do. The definition of what would be Mechal L'nisha M'lecha Trum is not so poshut.